Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Robert Patrick James Cahill's The Bobcast. With you as always is Bob, live in the lounge, staring at the Ouija board. Today is April the 20th, 2024. If you spell it backwards, it spells the same thing, so we had to chat about it, okay? We also had to chat about the fact that it's all good. Don't worry about it. I'm a dog too, you know? I tell people that when their dogs are off the leash and they get that weird look where they're, you know, they're in trouble for a moment because they know that, you know, your dog should be on a leash, but their dog's clearly not on a leash, you know. I like how it's like my fault too. You got to put your dog back on a leash. Like that look is not a look of like, oh, I've messed up. It's a look of, I can't believe this guy. Whew. So 420, right? I was asking Jan at Whole Foods. I don't know if you all know Jan. She is just one of the best individuals I've met. I used to work down there at Whole Foods when Instacart first began in the year 2014. I was popping off there, man. I had my own office. I made so much money picking groceries, man. I got taxed on it, too. But I remember thinking, I don't want to go back to my regular job ever. I just want to, like, pick groceries and learn about new foods. Cause like, you know, I had shopped at like Giant my whole life and never shopped at Whole Foods cause I never had money. Never saw the different types of things you can do. You know, you could be like a chef in your own home. My ears just popped. Jan, she used to run the taco truck when I did the Top of the World concerts up there. And Jan just got great smile. And yesterday she was saying to me, I'm doing these 420 nails tomorrow. You got to come back to Whole Foods, Bob, and check out my 420 nails. And I was like, look at your nails now. They're amazing for 419. And like, you know, I've never seen a color like, I mean, yeah, obviously it was blue. But you know what I'm saying? Like that hue on like a nail, like it's just, you know, it had some sort of like special mystique to it. And I told her, Jan, I miss you. And I gave her a big hug twice just because she's got that energy, man. And I've talked to her before about, bringing the Top of the World concerts back there. You know, she's an employee. She's not the manager. But, you know, the story of it is that Whole Foods was bought by Amazon, Bezos, back in the day. I don't know how many years it's been now. But since then, there has been zero interest for a concert to be back up there just because they don't want to pay people to 10 o'clock when they don't have to just because some local fucking podcaster wants to do a festival. So with that being said, there's nothing I can do about it, but surely there is something we can do about it. I'd like to put on one more show there. I'd like to do it this summer. In order for me to do that, I need each and every single one of you to go and ask to speak to the manager and say, hey, how come we can't have another one of those rooftop concerts again? And that's it. You don't have to spend any more time of your day. Just say that. And then after that, you could just say, that guy Bob from the Bobcast, get him back, you know? And I will gladly come back. If I could figure a way out to raise funds so I could pay all the musicians, I would offer free admission. I'm not interested in making money anymore doing this. Matter of fact, I gave away my entire, I had a booking agency, I guess you could call it, you know? I gave it away. I'm done doing the live shows, but I want to finish things out there at Whole Foods, though, just one more time, you know? Like, we never got a chance to go back with COVID. And, you know, I want to see Jan smile and make all that money again. She used to say, Bob, I used to make so much more money in tips those nights because people were so kind. And I also want to do it just because I miss doing it, man. That was one of the best experiences I've ever had, was putting on a mini festival on the rooftop of a grocery store. I mean, if you went back in the 90s and told me, I think my punk rock self would have been like, dude, hell yeah. But, you know, I played the TLA, the Trocadero, all that. But still, the grocery store was the best. There's one time when it rained and they brought us inside. They didn't cancel the show like they did a few times back in the day. So it was just Downtown Harvest and we came inside and we played. And they couldn't turn the lights off. So it's weird playing a concert where, like, the grocery lights are on, you know. But I remember that show being one of the best performances ever just because it was so unique. And people were so drunk. I remember Downtown Harvest fan named Frank would, at the end of the night, I think it's actually on film, he's banging his head into the ride cymbal. The ride cymbal, for those of you who don't know, it's a heavy cymbal. It ain't no splash light thing, you know? But yeah, the output was so good. And when I say output, it's like how the audience reacted. So let's get that again. But she said to me, Jan's like, but you got to come back here, Bob. Come back for 420 and check it out. You know, I may stop back. I'm on the hike right now, pod. I may stop back there to get some water. We're out of water. That's what I got to go get. Yeah, let me go get the water. So 420, I was like, hey, Jan, do you know what the origin of 420 is? And she was like, no, you know, actually, Bob, I really don't. So for the people who live under the rock, 420 is, I guess, the international time that smokers of marijuana, cannabis, I am told, like to smoke their medicine, their cannabis. It's at 4:20 p.m. or 4:20 a.m. I guess if you're an early riser, they call that, I believe, wake and bake, I think is the term that's generally used. But the term 4:20, it's a very suspicious thing, and it got me thinking. Perhaps it's time to open up another investigative podcast here on my show, focusing on this peculiar time that everyone thinks is the best to smoke their drugs. So 4:20 p.m. is a terrible time, in my opinion, to do anything that is like mind-altering. You know, I just don't. Then you got, like, you have family time coming up, right? And it's just best to, like, you know, if you got to do it, be like Samuel L. Jackson. You know, Samuel L. Jackson, the film Jackie Brown, had this monologue where he says something to the effect, I get high at the end of the night when all my business is done. And I agree with that. If I was to be somebody who would ever, ever dare smoking cannabis, I'm so scared, you know, so afraid of it. But they say that that's the best thing to do, because then all your things are done, your faculties are in order, and you're ready to relax. Some people enjoy, I hear, you know, a glass of scotch on the rocks. And I also hear that it does the same thing, the same effect for people when they come home from like a 10-hour shift and they want to unload, instead of putting liquor in their body, which will ultimately destroy their liver and then cause a system of failures to happen within the body, because, you know, it's not natural to consume alcohol every day. But for some reason, though, the studies are out there, cannabis smokers apparently live a much more healthier life. Is smoking good? No, never been. But you don't, apparently, there's other ways to consume this wondrous drug called cannabis. You don't have to smoke it anymore. You could vaporize it. You could ingest it. It could be in the form of a trochee, I hear. It's like this fancy word they're using instead of saying gummy bears. They're saying trochee. I couldn't fathom taking one of them or like two of them. But the odd thing is this 420 thing, right? So I'm going to tell you my version of it. And then if you would like to text me or reach out to me through the various different platforms that my podcast is on, all the messages essentially come back to me. Tell me your origin of 420, but mine is this. Now, for those of you who live in the general Philadelphia area, which I believe is, according to my geo analysis, 67 to 78% of you, the rest is various different places. Shout out to my boys down there in Australia, mate. When I was a freshman at Plymouth White Marsh High School, the lure of college was everywhere, man. Like, okay, first off, my generation was so susceptible towards the whole, hey, you got to get yourself a career. I think, you know, you got to get yourself something. I want you to go to an office and stay there for 30 years. I don't want you ever leave that building. I want you to, like, put your dreams, your aspirations, put them all on hold, because we don't want you to be happy. We want you to suffer for 30 years to get this pension. The pension will clear up all the thoughts of negativity, and then you'll have maybe 2 decades left to do something good in your life. And college posters were all littered throughout my high school, man. Like, let me give this tree a hug real quick. You know the drill. Oh.
So, I'm hugging a tree. Just wait. Don't be impatient and turn it off.
college posters were everywhere. And college posters back in the day were not just a poster, okay? There was no internet. There was no allure to get you to get out of your, you know, rut and drop 90 grand in debt towards a an organization that was basically, I don't even want to get into the college shit, but, you know, hey, if there's colleges out there that, like, get you to where you're at making six figures or even seven, who cares? Great, you did it. But, you know, doing anything for 4 years to acquire content is bizarre, whereas I could learn something in 4 hours in today's world. But regardless, 420, right? So the posters are everywhere, right? And I'm an artist at that time, and I'm really scared because I don't know what's next for me. I was actually like 10th grade, and they really were like pressing it, like, 2 years, you're out of here. Where are you going to go? And I had lots of friends who were starting to look. I had lots of friends who were taking the pre-SATs. I didn't know what to do, you know? And I still don't, but when it goes to that, like, you know, like getting a job, like, how about being happy? Why didn't they teach me that? So I didn't have the grades. I didn't have good grades. I would never be able to get into Penn State University. I would never be able even to get into any state school. I could go to this magical place called Monco and get my GPA up and then transfer core to core to Temple University and then exit out the gift shop. You know, I graduated college actually in 3.5 years rather than 4 because I was like, let me get this shit over with so I can get on with my life. And once I found out too that college was this kind of like redundancy, I was so upset. But regardless, there was this poster for the University of Arts in Philadelphia. And this poster was a photograph taken inside their facilities, which was in this large grand room, and it had four flights, and all along the floors were students, all the students smiling. They were down there on the floor. What the hell was that? Tire, somebody screaming. So, like, in a nutshell, everybody's in this poster, and everyone loves this poster. We study it. There's so many different things happening in it, but the most peculiar thing was this. Somebody had written on a poster board, and very close to the foreground on, like, the first floor of this grand room, like, almost like there's like a skylight coming down, you know, it was like the inside of their building, the main floor centerpiece. And this guy with long hair and a beard, looking all sorts of happy, had a sign up and big black, thick black magic marker was the numbers 420. And it was the only poster, I think, in the whole, like, group shot. So he must have, like, popped it out real quick. And, like, you know, there's no internet. There's no content within the Encyclopedia Britannica that tells you what the significance of 420 is. So we started asking around, and, like, all the artists in the class, like, you know, like, well, what's up with this guy here? You know, like, the assumptions were made, too, because the guy looked like a hippie. He had long hair, beard, smiling, classic stoner look of just malaise. Or not malaise, like, more like careful aloofness. So I remember asking somebody, I was like, what's 420 mean? Why is he handing this, you know, holding this sign up for everybody to see? I think it might have been my friend. I can't be sure. I think his name was Kevin Roberts, but he said to me, oh, that's the time that everyone smokes weed as 420. And I was like, really? I had no clue. And, like, for the longest time, I thought that nobody knew about it ever. Like, I thought it was like this code. Now, in today's world, you got dispensaries within, there's like 3 dispensaries in Plymouth Meeting within a mile. Whereas, like, 25 years ago, several acquaintances of mine were, you know, running away from cops in the woods for, like, smoking a Phillies blunt. You know what I mean? Like, times have changed, really. But the stigma's still there. I myself would never know because I've never inhaled anything. But I always thought it was interesting. There's, like, this hippie guy with this poster. He's got the numbers 420. And then everybody knows. Everybody, you know, like, it's just these numbers, you know. And I remember the first time I was at a session where everybody was participating in this ritual. So it's like 4:19 p.m. and I'm far away from it because I just don't want anything to do with it. So, you know, it hits 4:20 and then they all, like, light up. And, you know, it just had this weird feeling, like, especially it doesn't really exist much anymore just because of how the streaming world and nothing all being Like it used to be the water cooler generation. We would experience things in real time together in prime time. They would call it 8 p.m., 9 p.m., like the Sopranos finale. Everybody saw it at the same time. And then the reaction happened at the same time. So like that the 420 thing where I saw people like lighting up, you know, their Dutchies. It felt like that. It also felt like that, like for Mischief Night as a kid, like knowing there's kids out there, but you can't see them, but you know they're doing the same thing you are. It's a magical feeling. I don't know what that exactly is, but so yeah, that's my origin that I thought of. It was from the University of Arts and this mysterious poster with the numbers 420 written in thick black magic marker. Drop me a line. Let me know what you think the origin of 420 is. And for gosh sakes, please just stick away from that devil's lettuce. It's not good for you. My name's Bob. It's been another episode of Bob.